morning.
Good morning.
Scotty?
Yep.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. I'm just watching my great-grandchild.
Aww.
Yeah, he's sleeping.
That's good.
He's got me like that.
And it's gorgeous here, so I'm sure it's gorgeous there.
Oh, absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah.
Did you get that recipe I sent you?
I have not been on, I haven't turned my computer on since last week.
Oh, okay, because I sent it last night. So.
Oh, I have
with
no clue.
With the revised thing that I used.
Huh?
So, with the revised, you know, instead of using the dressing, I used the salad.
Yeah.
Calzone salad.
Great.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Go ahead.
It's delicious. Very, very good.
I may or may not turn my computer on today. I don't know. You can see how much I love this anymore. Oh,
I can tell what kind of day you're going to have.
No. I never even went upstairs yesterday. I was doing other things, so I have no clue what's on my... I don't even want to see how many old thousand I am now with the emails.
I hear you. I know, and I'm not
watching
too much TV.
There has to be life after email.
It has to be.
Lost my zest for it.
I think you get wrapped up between the TV and the computer that, you get nothing else done. I mean, it's awful.
Yeah.
I was on the computer all day yesterday. Don't ask me what I got accomplished.
I was just going to say, and where are you today because of it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm outside walking. Hey, you know what? I don't know, have you been on Dennis Williams' site about the sleep system?
No.
About sleep and everything? Yeah, you should go on it. They have the call that was on about the three doctors talking about sleep.
Oh.
And then also there's I printed the stuff out. I thought it was awesome.
Uh-huh.
It was all about the sleep system, about why we need sleep, questions, that people should ask themselves about their sleep, and it was very, very, very good. And then they also had resource, which I didn't print that stuff out, but there was like the white papers and Meekins Institution on sleep and everything with the studies they've had. They had another study on heart, Harvard had a study about sleep and why women need it, and awesome information.
Sounds like a hot topic these days, isn't it?
Oh, my. Everybody should be sleeping on our sleep system. Why they're not is beyond me, but...
interestingly, the beds at the hotel that we stayed at in Indiana were all the number beds.
Oh, no kidding.
And I thought, okay...
Not ours, though.
Pardon me?
No,
just a regular number. And
number
I thought,
bed,
okay, here's my chance to see whether I should change my bed. And I never even told my husband until later. And it was a king-size bed, so there were, right and left you could control. And you're supposed to, I don't know if any of you has the Niken one, but you do have it?
Yeah, I do have it. I don't have sleep. I haven't heard anybody that has had it.
I know Ruth has.
I have it.
I know Ruth has, and Jeannie has.
I have a new distributor that has it, and she doesn't want to get out of bed.
Really?
She said, oh, it is so wonderful.
She have the other one, or is this her first?
No, just the new one.
Okay.
And just loves it. She says, it's fantastic. And then also the shower. She says, no, and I can only take two showers a day.
That's awesome.
Funny. Well, on the exercise, you have a right and a left, and you're supposed to adjust it when you're laying down. And, we have the Dream, and we're using it on a platform without a box spring. So it's a very, very firm surface, which I did not realize when I went from the box spring to the platform. But I was so tired Friday night when I finally got to bed that I just adjusted it, a little bit, and that was it, and I was out like a light. I really didn't get to the full experience on it. And I said something to my husband on the way home, that I was glad to have that experience. I said, because I've been thinking about changing our bed. And he said, we have a new bed.
Wow.
And so I'm thinking, okay, Anne's example of I want a new car and he's thinking money. Here I was with the bed and he's thinking money. So it was the same kind of an example on how do I get him to hear what I'm saying. So I don't know.
Yeah.
I said it'll never be this cheap again. He said, how much is it? I said, I have no clue. I'm afraid to look.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It's going to be a lot cheaper than the one, you know, because my daughter, she bought a Sleep Number bed. And
uh-huh.
She loved it because her chiropractor suggested it.
Sure.
You know, so she bought one, but not one of ours. You know, we didn't have that at the time. But, you know, I'm like, why didn't you buy one of ours? I said, you know, it's the cost-wise is the same.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
But
how much was her sleep bed? Do you remember? You know what
size? God. There's something like, what do you mean, the regular Sleep Number bed?
Yeah, I have no idea what they cost.
Yeah, I think they're around $5,000.
Really?
Like yeah.
And that's for a king?
Yeah.
That's
I think she got a queen, I don't know, it's either a queen or a king, but it's somewhere around that, $5,000 or $6,000 anyways.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we know how important sleep is. They've certainly been talking about it on TV also. Anybody else want to say hello?
Hi, it's Jeannie. Good morning.
Hi, Jeannie. How are you?
Good.
How are
we? Good morning. This is Lee.
How are you?
Good.
Anyone else want to say hi?
Good morning.
Hi,
it's Betty.
Betty. How are you?
Brenda.
Anyone else?
Hi, this is Brenda.
Brenda, how are you?
Good.
Anyone else? Well, I still haven't gone through my notes from the weekend, but one thing I remembered yesterday was somebody said, and I don't remember who it was, and I don't know if I have it in my notes or not, but you know how we've talked about drinking half your body weight in ounces? Well, they took an interesting 90-degree turn on that one by saying your body uses half your weight in ounces, so you need to replenish it. And what I heard in my mind was your body uses half your body weight in ounces. If you don't replenish it, I went back to Dr. Pedersen, who said it goes to your body to get it. And that's not a healthy place to get water that's been through your system already. So another reason to make sure that we are getting the amount of water that we need. Not to take away from the sleep, but water.
No, I'm bumping into a lot of people in the last weekend or so who won't drink bottled water at all.
Ooh, because?
They drink tap. They're
okay.
Afraid of bottled water, so they're drinking tap water.
And do they say why?
Well, because they know that bottled water is not good for them.
Okay.
So I didn't have much time to go through it all with them. I just said, no, pie water is best, but, you know, we hit the issues of, well, what do you drink? Tap
mm-hmm.
water isn't good.
Mm-hmm.
Bottled water isn't good. Distilled water isn't good. Blank. Okay, so what
yeah.
do you do?
There's actually less regulation on bottled than there is on tap.
Wow.
And so if you have a choice, I'm not sure that what they're doing is, first of all, so much tap comes out of city water anyway. You know, I remember hearing that years ago. There was one that was tested. It was coming out of Miami city water, and they're bottling it. The woman that I've been working with from Tai Chi, the one who uses the walker, who has, she told me yesterday she has MS. She bought a pair of MagStrides last Tuesday because she has neuropathy as a result of a chemo drug that she was on. She had breast cancer. And she was concerned when I talked to her. Her daughter had sent her a pair of some kind of an insert, a magnetic insert, which she showed me when I was at her house. And I said, you know, when I go to Tai Chi next week, I will take my viewer to see what's in yours compared to what's in ours. And so I talked to her Sunday night because her husband also has what looks to me like cellulitis on his legs. He's been working with a dermatologist for over a year to try and clear it. He's on 3 prescriptions that the doc told him to rotate. And I called specifically to ask him, he takes her to class, to take a book with him and I would take the Energizer and see if it does anything with his legs, because I've heard people get remarkable results with lesions or whatever else on their legs and feet. So I figured it was worth a try. And I also asked her how she was doing with the mag strides. She said they are very powerful, and she cannot wear them for a very long time at a time, which I had warned her about initially. I said, you know, you might have to just wear them for 15 minutes on and half hour off. Well, she greets me yesterday telling me that they actually made her sick to her stomach. She was getting nauseous and a stomach ache, and she had them with her. And she reminded me to take the viewer with me. And so I said, we'll talk after class. I set her husband up, you know, with the body energizer. And after class, he saw no change in either, and I didn't realize it was on both legs, but he saw no change in either leg, which was disappointing. But, you know, he didn't, I suggested to him, because my husband has had cellulitis in his leg 6 times, I know what it looks like. I suggested very calmly, but a little bit emphatically, that he go to his internist. And his wife said, that's a good idea. I'm going to call so-and-so and get a recommendation for an internist. And she said that several times, and I finally said, who is so-and-so? General medicine. I said, no. I said, I'll go to him. He says, I'm going to go back to Dr. So-and-so, who's a dermatologist. And I'm thinking, why would you do that? He's worked for over a year. He doesn't seem to know, you know, that's not who you need to see for cellulitis. And she said she's going to make an appointment to see that the first, you know, the general doc. And I hope she follows up with that. He should not go to the derm, in my opinion. Anyway, I took my viewfinder out to see what was with the ones that her daughter had sent her. And it was just unbelievable. I mean, I'm not even sure that anything I picked up, there was probably some magnetism in them, but weird shapes and everything else. And I showed her the design on ours and was like, whoa. And she said, these are really powerful. Meanwhile, our teacher had mentioned north-south magnetism yesterday in class. And she was just leaving the building when I was showing on the viewfinder, and I called her over. I said, Susan, I want to show you something. And she looked at the magnet. She said, oh, my goodness, isn't that interesting? I got my Shannon Miller bracelets while I was gone, and I wore 2 around my neck yesterday. As soon as the teacher saw them, she said, oh, I love that, and I told her what it was. It really looks cool as a necklace, you guys. It really is. It's knockout. When you see somebody wearing it, you might want to consider doing that. But anyway, back to the...
Before you go on any farther with your insoles,
uh-huh.
I have a pair of those, and I have actually done the strength test on people, and they actually, 90% of them that I do the strength test on the lousy ones, you know, that somebody has got from the store,
mm-hmm.
It makes them weaker.
Sure.
So it's really interesting for them to see, here they are with one energy level, and here they are weaker, and then they put on ours, and of course, they can't, you know, they're not be able to move.
Yeah, yeah.
But they actually do make you weaker, which is another good comment, because you can say, and people are buying these, which is horrible.
Well,
you know,
you're wasting your money.
You
realize that pretty
yeah.
quickly. I did suggest to her, and I will get back to her, that she, you know, since she was having such a strong, she is very sensitive to anything, and even the teacher mentioned it. Since she was having such a strong reaction to the mag drive, could not put them under the insole on her shoe because it doesn't come out, I did suggest, and she's very tiny and she has a very narrow, small foot, that she put, and I said, why don't you try it with these other insoles over the mag drive and see if that's more comfortable for you, if you can wear it better, just to, you know, to build up. You know, Sunday night when I talked to her, she said she was getting used to them. They're very powerful, she said, but I'm getting used to them. And yes, you know, yesterday her first thing out of her mouth was, these are just too much for me, I'm getting sick. So something happened between Sunday night and Monday at 2 o'clock to have her, you know, not feeling well. But I suggested she put them over as maybe, you know, as a buffer to cut the strength to, you know, see what happens with that. So we'll see. Pardon me?
He needs to drink water.
I said, well, you know me with water. I said, are you drinking much water? Yes. She always carries, and I didn't, I don't want to push too hard too fast. And I finally said, are you drinking good water? Well, we have a Brita. I remember reading very recently, Brita, I think you have to change the filter like at least every 30 days or maybe even 2 weeks.
Well, it's hardly a filter.
Pardon me?
It's hardly even a filter.
Yeah, and I'll bet 99% of people don't do that because it gets expensive.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't want to push her into thinking I'm selling all these wonderful things. You know, there's a fine line there between, I don't know.
Get Nancy?
Yeah.
But it is a fact that if she is dehydrated, she will get sick.
Oh, there's no question.
And so you might get a jug from her and fill it up and say, I want you to drink all this today, and taper off of your bag jugs and add them little by little, and then let me know what you notice.
Mm-hmm.
Because the water makes, or even being hydrated, it makes a huge, huge difference.
Mm-hmm.
And adapt to that.
Well, I very often when people say they drink a lot of water, my next question is, what do you mean? I'm not sure what's holding me back with her, except that, I don't know. I think it's partly she has so much going on, partly it's and that should be more reason to push it, I guess. But my next question to her will be, when you say you're drinking a lot of water, how many ounces do you think you're drinking a day? And she probably doesn't weigh more than 100 pounds. I bet she's not even 100 pounds. So obviously she doesn't need to drink as much as the rest of us, but yeah.
Or take me through a day. What do you mean? How do you drink water?
Yeah. I mean, when I was there, she had a glass. Yeah.
And then say, well, why don't you try and see what happens?
Okay. Good point. Thank you, Brenda. Yeah.
Nancy?
Yep.
Nancy, maybe the other thing to do, which I've done a long, long time ago when you're talking about this, maybe, you know, get a couple of minis and tell her to put them in her shoe and kind of gradually get used to the magnets.
Okay.
You know, or, you know, the card one.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be a little bit easier, won't hurt as much. You know, and put it underneath their soles and check that out. Try that out. See if that works.
The problem is that she cannot take the insole out of her shoe. You know, some do and some don't, and apparently the ones that she's using them with. I have never questioned. One of her feet is in a boot, and I don't know what that's about.
That's bad right there.
I know.
That's one of the worst things you can do is strap your feet down tight because the feet have to move. The feet and hands have more joints in them than any other part in your entire body.
Right.
And one thing that they explained to us last weekend was they said, okay, it's one of their pet peeves about people strapping their feet in tight shoes or in shoes that have no movement. If I were to come up to you and say, okay, your neck hurts a little, all right, so what we're going to do is we're going to give you this big collar and we're going to strap your head down and your shoulders. And you're not going to be able to move it at all. It's going to keep it solid in one spot, so it's not going to hurt. And wherever you go, you're not going to be able to move your head and shoulders because it's not going to hurt, because when you move it, it hurts, so it's not going to hurt. And I want you to do that for 12 hours a day. How many people would do that and think that's healthy for them? You know, unless your neck's broken and you can't move it, nobody's going to
do that. A herniated disc, that's what they do.
But they do that if you're just having some strain. They do that to feet every day, all the time, from the time children are infants. They're strapping their feet down tight. And your feet feed the rest of your body. Everything happens from the foot up.
Mm-hmm.
And so when you strap those feet down tight like that, it's very bad. But doctors and practitioners are doing it all the time to people. Here, have these orthotics. Here, have these, put it in a boot that it can't move. This is busted, and they're trying to heal it back. That foot needs to be moving. And that will cause a lot of pain and a lot of discomfort and a lot of neurological problems through the entire body.
Interesting. So, since I have no clue why she is in one, I can't even venture a guess.
Might have had an ache. He might have thought she was pronating or something.
No, I would say more injury or something, like, no.
Yeah.
And she also has MS.
If it's healing a break, then when it's healed, she can start doing some movement exercises and getting it moving right again. But
Yeah. All right, well, thanks for your input, everybody. I appreciate it. I don't want to dwell on this, but it was just interesting with Tai Chi and the follow-up on that. So, anyone have any lifestyle questions or concerns that we can talk about? Okay.
It's Brenda again. I guess I'm on it. Some days I don't have anything to say, and some days I rant. But there was a guy at the group meeting I went to this weekend. I stepped in the little kitchen area, and he's eating something that looks absolutely wonderful because they brought their food from home because they don't eat out. And, oh, it looks so good. It was cucumbers and bell peppers and just a mix. And I go, oh, what's in there? And he goes, oh, cucumbers and peppers. I stand there a minute and I say, is there meat in it? And he goes, no, I do eat some meat, but this doesn't have any in it. And he goes on eating. And I said, how's it made? And he didn't tell me. And it kept bugging me later. I felt like I was imposing on this guy's food or something. And then I thought, okay, it's just the difference that people relate to each other. Because if it would have been a woman or somebody on lifestyle, they would have gone into the recipe and what they made with it and how they found it. But I almost felt like I was walking up on an animal eating their food saying, go away.
This is mine, get out of here. Well, if it's any consolation, even at Tai Chi yesterday, they were doing energy. We were outside, and she always says, being outside is twice as beneficial as doing it inside. And then, you were putting your hands together. Have you ever done that, where you put your hands together to see if you can feel energy, or you rub your hands together and then put them close and then bring them out and bring them in and out until you feel energy there? When you do this on someone else, and at the end of the class, she did this for the first time that I've been there, where she had four people standing who she knows are dealing with something, and including my husband, who's the only guy in the class. And she had people in the class circle these people, and she wanted everybody on the circle, the four people just stood there with, straight. The other people circling them put their hands up to but not touching, and would go up and down the body on, the person standing there. And she said men feel this energy much later and differently than women. So they are definitely a different breed, Brenda. And in many ways we found, huh?
Oh, they certainly are.
Yeah. So they do, even something I gave you this morning, how they do have the emotions we do. They just have been taught to stop them and not verbalize them. And so it's important that they learn how to talk and express what they're feeling. And we should, we as mothers should teach our sons that this is a healthier way to live rather than toughing it out.
Well, one other little fact that I learned is, and I don't remember the chemical, but women, when they have stress, and I believe that especially when they get a little older in age, above 16, they release this chemical in their system, which causes them to want to be together and share and talk. And that being together and sharing and talking helps them with their stress.
Are you talking about being together as men or being together with women?
Being together with women and talking. You know how women like to get together and talk and let's go have tea, and oh, this feels so good. It's released my stress. that really does release the chemical.
Women or for men?
For women.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
For
oh,
women,
sure.
Men are programmed different. Women release the chemical.
Right. Okay.
And they were talking about weight control, too, and and this chemical, it's kind of like the cortisone stuff, but it's altogether different. It's a chemical that releases in their system, and the way to deal, to have that balance is through their being together and sharing.
Sure.
So that desire that women have to be together and share and go shopping or whatever, women do that a lot.
Women need women friends.
That's built in. And we think, well, why don't men want to do that?
They want to win.
They don't. They don't have that chemical.
Now, do you think that's why, number one, there's usually all or mostly women on these calls, or any support group that you walk into, it's mostly women?
I think so.
Mm-hmm.
And there are men, but they want to know probably knowledge.
Mm. Sometimes you can't live with them and can't live without them.
Well, it just gave me an excuse to go to tea with my friends more often.
Yeah, a friend of mine always says women definitely need friends, women friends. Yeah, we are different. I made my old recipe of eggplant parm last night. I had some eggplant from the garden, and I had asked my husband a week or so ago to pick up a package of non-dairy cheese. And I know when I started this, it was a recipe that we liked a long time ago, the original lifestyle. And I thought once I switched to this that I wouldn't be able to make it anymore. But he picked up a soy cheese, and I said to him, you know, last time it was an almond. I said, the next time you do this, look for something that's not soy, although we didn't eat that much, so it's not a big deal. But it's just so easy. I used any kind of pasta sauce you have, put it on the bottom of the pan, slice up eggplant. I don't peel it. I just slice it. Put a layer of eggplant with some sauce on top and some cheese on top, and just layer that in the pan and bake it. And it was really good last night. So just a quickie that's easy, and he liked it. That was good. He liked it.
I happen to have an eggplant. I may do that today.
Well, I had two in the refrigerator that he brought in last week, and it was kind of, there was more depth in the pan. I went out and I cut another one off, and I had three eggplant in there. And it's good hot or cold.
Like that.
Mm-hmm. It's easy, quick.
That's really good. Costco has tons of organic stuff in there now. I was at Costco yesterday, and everywhere I looked, everything had organic.
Did you buy any stuff?
Oh, yeah, I did. But I was reading the labels, and I was wondering what they meant. And when you get to the labels, every word in the label is organic, 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 organic. There were organic Pop-Tarts.
Wow. Organic. Wow.
Yeah, nothing like taking a word and running with it.
Buzzword now, and green is very, very buzzwordy right now, too.
Green?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
There are people making, I was out at the market this weekend, the flea market here, and I was selling sheets, bed sheets, and many people said, no, I don't want the plastic bags. I was going to bag it up. But no, I already have enough of them. And I'm like, you know, you're right.
I carry those Whole Foods. My daughter had bought me at least a dozen of the Whole Foods bags. I think they're $1 a piece, and they're huge. I carry them with me all the time.
Yeah, I have a couple myself and started doing that, too. So a lot of people are doing that. That's good. That's a good awareness. Hopefully they'll do the same about their eating choices eventually. You know?
That's a little bit harder to take care of.
I think we're making inroads, little by little.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Any anybody have any, anybody who's on the call who's never said anything that wants to ask a question they've never heard addressed yet? Or anyone else with a question? No? Kind of a quiet group this morning. Anyone have any...
Anyone else wants to ask a question?
Hi, Mary Lou.
How are you today?
Good, how are you?
Doing better.
Good.
I didn't hear, I got on just a few minutes late, and I didn't hear what she first said. I'm not sure who it was, about the sleep number system. Is it much more expensive than our, that we have on special now?
Patty?
Like I said, the one that my daughter bought, I think it was, it had to be at least $5,000 or $6,000. I think I've seen that price somewhere. I was, you know what, I'll look it up.
On the sleep technology, the information on our webpage, on Nikin.com, you know, where you can go to actually you can go to NikinSleepCenter.com, and there's a comparison of all the sleep systems that are comparable to ours.
Yeah.
And it's okay. Really good.
Just go to the, say that again.
Yeah, I think it's NikinSleepCenter.com.
Okay.
Otherwise, if you go right on your Nikin site
and
click on the sleep thing, it'll take you there.
All righty. I just would like to know that as we're talking to somebody, because everybody always says it's so expensive.
Well, you know, I'm just looking at the prices here, and the full is $3,100. That's retail. And the queen is $34, and the king is $38. So
that's just for the bed. That doesn't include the comforter and the pillows, correct?
No, I mean, when you buy a sleep number, it doesn't include a comforter or a pillow.
Right, so in order to get the extra 10% off,
right.
You need to buy the whole kit.
Yeah. Right now, the price for retail, I mean, the wholesale, our wholesale prices is how much it would cost with that percentage off. I don't know if you guys know that, but
it's like getting the comforter and the two pillows free with the
free. Yeah.
Well, all right. So if you're going to look at the king size and it's $3,800 retail, you
right.
get it at 20 off of that, which comes. Is it list what it is in there, Dottie?
You know what? I've got a retail thing. All right. The queen. Oh goodness! Oh, that's a freight. That's a freight. Is 20? Let's see. The queen is 2,700, and the king is 3,000.
All right. So then now with the, if you buy the sleep system, is that 10% off of 3,000 or 3,800? Probably 3,000, right?
Well, the wholesale price I just gave you is what people would pay if you charge the, you know, if you were going to sell it retail.
Okay, but if with this sale that's going on now,
yeah,
you want a king size bed and you are a wellness consultant, it's $3,000 wholesale. So if you buy the whole sleep system, the $3,000 goes down to.
Oh, it's another three. That's
$2,700, and with the sale, it's $2,430 plus the pillow on the.
Right.
And they cover. Comfort. Okay.
Right.
So maybe $3,000 you get everything you need.
Right, exactly. And I mean, you know, like I say, the sleep number that my daughter bought was, I don't know, it was somewhere around $5,000 or $6,000. So
ours was a lot more than this.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. You shouldn't have told me this. Do you think he'll notice if I buy it and put it on?
What?
I think I can get it in here without him noticing it?
He'll notice.
All right. Well, that's not. I thought it was a lot more than that. Okay.
Miss Williams sent out a newsletter. I think it was like on the 10th or 11th or something, and he's got attached to it a wonderful breakdown of that using the king size sleep system. And then I'm booting up my email here because I have to read you the comparison on the bottom of it. It's awesome. Wrote, and in response to this is too expensive. So I'm hoping my email will boot up here. I turned my computer off last night. I usually don't do that.
Does anybody but Jeannie, anyone else have the sleep system and they can bed?
I do.
How do you like it?
I do. I like it. I love it.
Uh-huh.
Well, I've been on a Niken bed for years. I had the Sleep Number. My husband has a lot of spinal problems, and I'll do anything to make him feel better.
Sure.
So I bought a Sleep Number bed a long time ago when I needed a new bed, and we slept on it, and we enjoyed it, but he hated it.
Oh, really?
He could not stand it. He said, I am not sleeping on that bed anymore. Get rid of it.
Wow.
And the new Niken sleep system just came in, and I said, okay, no problem. I'm happy to meet your request, sweetheart. And but what I had, I started with a Sleep Number bed, and it was pretty good. I thought so. I back and forth. I could hurt. I could not hurt. And I felt like I was saggy, like I was in a hammock. And then no matter what number I put it on. And I got the king, because I had a king bed, I had got the Intel Rest topper, and I put it on top of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, my Sleep Number bed had a pillow top. So that was kind of weird, and I had heard somebody once a long time ago say that do not put your Intel Rest on top of a pillow top bed if you can help it.
Mm-hmm.
They go on top of a hard bed. If you have a pillow top bed, just get the regular topper
mm-hmm.
to go on top of it. I went, oh, now they tell me.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I loved my topper, my Niken topper. I loved it. I've had hernia surgery and just totally relaxed in the bed, went to sleep, no medication. Loved my topper. So when we moved, we sold the Sleep Number bed and bought this bed.
Oh, okay.
It's different. It's taken me a while to adjust to figure out what number I like it on.
Right.
And it feels different than a Sleep Number bed in that it has smaller channels. They're squares. They're not big, long channels.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't hammock like sleeping in a hammock.
Mm-hmm.
You're not sagging. You are. It's soft, but you're straight. Now, what I've noticed just since I've been doing the mobility stuff, since I'm straighter, I'm more comfortable in bed.
Wow.
If your back is bad, your bones are bad, whatever, I don't think there's any bed you're going to be able to get into that you feel great because there's something going on in your body. But
how's your husband's back with this one?
My husband doesn't complain once on this bed. Not once.
Oh.
He keeps it at 19.
Is that high or low?
It's really,
high or soft?
Really soft. It goes up to 16.
Okay.
So he keeps it really soft, but he doesn't complain. And another thing we do is we don't put a mattress pad on it.
I don't either.
I started out, and I thought, wait a minute, that'll mess up the bamboo. And I can't feel bum. But this bamboo topper is stretchy. It's like a T-shirt stretchy. And when you're laying on it, you get better movement from the bed. The replay response to your body from the bed with the stretchy bamboo, you just feel it better. You feel it move better. I'm not talking about the bumps. I'm talking about the soft movement against the bed. When you put a top mattress pad on it, that goes away. It suddenly differ.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you understand what I mean.
No, I do. It's just another insulation.
Like pardon me?
It's like a layer of insulation that you don't want.
Yeah, and the fabric is stiffer. It doesn't have that stretchy movement, which
mm-hmm.
is actually relaxing when you're sleeping on it.
Mm-hmm.
The natural material.
Those are the differences I've noticed.
That was very explicit. Thank you.
welcome. Someone had a question?
Now, I found this this comparison that Dennis sent in the newsletter for September. He gives an example of the Kinko Air mattress, two Dream Deluxe pillows, one King Dream Comforter. The regular wholesale of that is $38.26, less 20%, which is $765, and then plus 3% internet discount of $91. Your total is $29.68, plus tax and shipping. This basically gives you the pillows and the comforter for free. And then he has at the bottom, one-third of your life is spent in bed, 8 hours a day. That's 2,920 hours a year. Your sleep system will cost you $1.02 an hour if you only used it for a year. Use it for 10 years and your cost is only 10 cents an hour. And then on the other side, it says, let's say that 2 hours a day are spent in your car. That's 730 hours a year. If your car costs $35,000, your car costs you $47.95 an hour if you used it for a year, plus gas, maintenance, insurance, etc. Which is more valuable to you, your health or your car? I thought it was...
How cool is that? Jeannie, would you send me that, please?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Wow. When somebody... Now, I am not able to sell a whole lot of beds. Like you said, people go, oh, it's too expensive. But what I'm finding is when somebody realizes the benefit of it...
Yeah.
And they get the results, there isn't a price that's going to stop them from buying it.
The value level, you
yeah.
know?
Right, it's the value. You have to stress.
Value is the math cost.
Mm-hmm. What's the guarantee on this? Is it also 25 years?
Yeah, it's still the mattress and pad and stuff.
It is 25? Because I know the Dream came out at 25.
I believe it's the same, isn't it, Brenda?
Pardon me?
Isn't it the same, the warranty on the mattress is still 25?
I think it is, yes.
And it's the only, it's amazing. If you read that adaptive sleep technology website that Nikan has, it's all about what's in that mattress. There's the laser beam, you know, that keeps you from hammocking. You were talking about hammocking. It's just put together so well, and it's the only sleep system endorsed by the World Federation of Chiropractic, too. So, you know, those kind of things. There's just nothing like it. And nothing has magnetic technology in it except ours.
Right. I mean, does anybody know how long the Dream pillows are supposed to last?
I guess until they fall apart. I don't know.
Because I've heard, you know, so many times you're hearing people talking about sleep on TV, and they say, oh, you should change your pillows every year. And I'm thinking, a year? My pillow was brand new at a year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had mine for quite a while, too.
I haven't, they came out. No, we got it a little bit later, but yeah.
The stats that somebody was reading, where did you get that? Was that a newsletter? You said something about a newsletter?
Yeah, you know, this was sent at Dennis. Let me see.
Because I used to get his newsletter, and I don't get it anymore.
No?
No, if you could send that out, I'd appreciate it.
I'll put you on here, too.
Thank you.
I'm waiting. I just discovered that I would like them to make a pillow cover with the technologies in it, so you can put it on a down pillow. I've slept with the Nikan pillow for many years, and kept the pillow is what kept bothering me. Even there's times I love it and times that it just hurts my neck.
How about the Intellirest one? Did you try that?
Oh yeah, all of them. I'm back and forth. I have a bunch of them trying to find what's right,
yeah.
And throw it off my bed and get the other one and try to go without a pillow, thinking,
uh-huh.
Okay, now this bed keeps your spine straight, so the pillow might be pushing me up and whatever.
Yeah, it seems
just like... bought a down pillow, and that actually molds to me better. And then I went to class, and I found out my thoracic 7, the one that attaches to up by my shoulders, wasn't moving, and I moved it, and it freed it up. Boom, bingo, done. You know? But I thought... Okay, if they would just, I know they're going to do something with some infrared thermals or maybe something in the future like they used to. Make a sock. Make a pillowcase. That's what I want. I want a pillowcase.
It seems like when this very first came out, the number bed, I thought I heard someone say you can actually sleep on it without a pillow. I don't know that I only use one now, and I used to use two years ago. But have you tried it without a pillow at all?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
Yes. And sometimes that's good.
You tried the Dream.
I bought a big down pillow at Costco this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't want to break down and do that, but I did. And after 3 days, it's better.
Okay.
It's better because it molds flatter and it molds only where I need it to mold.
Mm-hmm. And the Dream wasn't doing that for you?
No.
Okay.
No, because of the shape.
Mm-hmm. See, I feel like the Dream cradles my head with the support
and,
of my neck.
I felt like that, too, in the past for a week, a day or two, but then it would quit.
Well, you know, the thing is, each body is built differently.
Yes, they are.
So.
And what's going on in the body
can
be really different. Like I said, my thoracic 7 was out.
Ooh.
Well, it wasn't out. It just wasn't moving.
How did you manipulate it to get it to move?
Well, there's a way where a coach will just stand behind you and hold the spot and when you focus on it, and then they just barely touch it, push on it so your mind goes to that.
Yep.
And then you can just say, okay, move.
Wow.
And it moves. And
isn't energy
now
amazing?
I'm able to move it on my own.
Isn't energy amazing? I mean, that's what this is all about.
Yeah.
Wow.
This is Mary Lou again. If your neck is bad, and I've tried both pillows a number of times, and I still have trouble with the neck, I've heard both ways from someone about that you would wear your magnetic necklace or you wouldn't wear it with the pillow. And I'm wondering if I'm like you. I've just tried, and I like to never got anything to do with these pillows. And I'm not comfortable with them. So I may try with that other, but then, like you said, then just maybe wear the necklace so that your neck would be better.
I've worn mine back and forth, and I notice sometimes when it's off that I need it, and sometimes I don't. And I think it's just a matter of what's happening in my spine, too. Mary Lou, are you going to be in Butch's room at the conference?
Yes.
So will I. And I will work on your neck with you. Yeah.
Okay, that would be great. As far as that, I haven't gotten my ticket to go yet, and I guess I've got to do that. He came through here the other day or Sunday evening and stopped for just a second. And so you're the person that's going to be in the room?
Yeah. And I wanted to offer that to anybody who's going, who's on this call. If you're going and you want to get together, I will show you some of the stuff I'm talking to you about just briefly. We can't get into a lot, but maybe we can just do a run through of some.
Where is this, Brenda?
At the conference in Florida.
Oh, the convention.
The convention.
Oh, okay.
Brenda, can you give me your phone number, or do I need to give you your email so you can send it to me? I have a few questions. That would be great.
My email is Brinjoy, Brinjoy, at yahoo.com.
Okay.
And,
thank you.
And I'll give you, you want my phone number?
Please.
209-602-4554.
4554, okay. That would be great. In fact, I was just thinking, what am I going to do for my body and my neck that's not taking anything with me? So, for a few days. But that's great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I know you're going to get good water there, that's for sure.
I wonder if we're going to get air. Who's going to bring the air?
Well, there was air at our thing last weekend, so I wouldn't be surprised, at least in some of the rooms. You may or may not benefit from it because if it's a huge room and there's only one or two machines, you know, it's better than you're going to get anyplace else. You know that.
Yeah.
But it depends upon if the hotel lets them.
I don't know. Well, the water is a no-brainer. I mean, I've never been to a NECAN event that did not have water.
Well, I have, and because of, you know, because of the hotel, whatever. But I'm sure with this, they will all have it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyone have any final thoughts, questions, or concerns? We are way past your.
Thank
you. I appreciate everybody's input. It makes for much more interesting calls, and I hope that everybody has a super day. The weather right now is so glorious. I love this kind of weather. It makes it more fun to wake up and see sunshine for me. So have a great day, everybody. Thanks for your participation, and we'll be back tomorrow.